Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. We've been talking about those pet foods for the last couple of weeks, and last week I forgot to tell you about AAFCO, AFCO. Now, I'd tell you what that meant, but I couldn't find it on any of the bags. But basically what it is a group that looks over the food ingredients and gives a rating. They have only three different ratings that they use. The best says, this food has been fed to animals and is good for either growth, maintenance, or old age. The next best rating they give is good meets the standards for either growth, maintenance, or old age. The worst thing that they say about foods is this food meets the standards for all stages of life. Well, if it's good for everybody, then it's probably really not good for anybody is basically what that boils down to. But today we're actually going to talk about fleas. And the reason we're talking about fleas is we've had a couple instances this week that I need to relate to you. To give you an idea how severe fleas are, people say, oh, my dog's got a few fleas. He itches all the time. Well, that may be true, but things can happen a lot worse than that. We had a 10-month-old dog come into our office. The people actually called me and said, my dog is dying. I need to put him to sleep. And at 10 months old, I thought that would be very strange. We got to looking at the dog. First off, he had almost half of his hair missing off his body. He had fleas everywhere. He was super duper skinny. He was really almost comatose when he came in. He was dehydrated, and his diagnosis was flea bite anemia. They had sucked so much blood out of this little puppy that he could not keep himself going. Well, we were able to put him in the hospital. We gave him Capstar first, which kills all the fleas that was on him. We gave him fluids. We put him on some antibiotics. We started feeding him, force feeding him. We gave him a flea treatment. Finally got him to come around. He started to eat, drink. He's perked up. He actually came along pretty nicely and much better than I thought he would. He's got a long ways to go before he becomes a fat, healthy year-old puppy, but he did all right. So we sent stuff home with the owners. We sent him home with flea bombs to kill the fleas in their house, which they obviously had to have. They also had four cats at home. Chances are those cats all had fleas too, and if the cats went indoors and outdoors, as I understood they did, these cats were bringing fleas into the house day after day after day. Pretty scary when you see that type of a thing happen to you. The other history I want to talk to you about is that we had a cat come in that hasn't been feeling well. He's had a high fever. He's been hiding quite a bit, not very social. A friend went over to visit their house and happened to have on some white socks. And they looked down and they had almost 30 fleas on each of their ankles where the socks were. The person who was visiting explained that there was a lot of fleas in this lady's house. Make a longer story short, the cat actually had frontline on it, so the fleas weren't really bothering it too much, but as long as there's an animal in the house, they usually don't bother people too much. Strange person came in, and it did bother them. That's new blood. Thought they'd take a taste of that and see how it was. The person that visited said, you know, talk to my vet, and I think you need to bomb the house. And the lady said, I absolutely don't want any chemicals in my house. If you put chemicals in my house, I'm going to get sick. I don't like that, to get rid of these fleas. A little bit of study found out that silicon dioxide from diatomaceous earth. Sounds like a crazy thing, but that's what it is. Works very well in killing fleas. We set out to find diatomaceous earth in Atlantic, Iowa, and we found it at Capel's. Now, I'm going to tell you now, and I'll try to remember to tell you again at the end where to find it. Walk in Capel's front door, take a right. It's in the second end cap, and it's in a bright yellow bag. What you do with this stuff is you put it in your carpets. What they ended up using was a old flour sifter and put a nice level all over the carpet. You can rake it in a little bit if you want or just leave it on the top. You want to leave it for 24 to 48 hours and then vacuum and vacuum very, very well. Because what you're going to vacuum up is a lot of dead fleas, dead baby fleas and dead big fleas. What happens to this stuff, the silicon dioxide from this material gets underneath their exoskeleton, scratches them, actually makes them sick, and they die from the scratches that they get from these little tiny, tiny, tiny particles. Seems like a crazy thing to do, put some dirt on your floor and vacuum it up and it kills the fleas, but you know what? It seems to work. Same lady went back a little bit later after this is 48 hours and she sat down and she only had about 6 fleas instead of 30 fleas on her. So they repeated the process and they are exactly able to get the fleas out of the house without the use of chemicals. So if you're one of those persons who are dead set against chemicals, don't forget to stop down at Capel's in the front door, take a right, second end cap, it's bright yellow bag, about eye level. Get some of this diamaceous earth, one of those things that you can do that doesn't kill your idea that you don't want chemicals in your house. One other case that I think I want to tell you about is we have this sick cat. I've been fooling with this cat for a couple, 3 weeks, and he lives in a house where the person is really, really good about putting Frontline on every month, has several cats in the house. But this cat kind of came in with a little lung problem, 103 temperature, kind of sick, not too bad. We gave it some antibiotics, got a little better. A week later, it was sick again. We gave it more antibiotics, got sick again. So we gave it antibiotics for about 3 weeks in a row, and the cat's doing okay. He's eating, drinking, but just, boy, not thrifty. Just laying around, not feeling good at all. Finally decided there had to be something else wrong, so we took some blood from this cat. We checked his liver and his kidneys and his pancreas, and all of that looked great. What we found, however, was anemia. Again, the fleas apparently had just sucked this little cat dry. Thin cat, not a big fat cat, makes a difference if they don't have good body condition when you're doing this. So one of those things that you need to watch in your own animals. The other thing that you have to remember about the flea is that he's an intermediate host for tapeworms. So if you have a lot of fleas in your house, after you get rid of the fleas, then you need to deworm everybody for tapeworms. One thing I want to remind you about anemia, and that is that if you want to use a new red blood cell, and you start making a new red blood cell in your body today, it's 120 days before you can use that blood cell. You have new red blood cells today that you didn't have yesterday because they started 119 days ago. But it takes about 120 days for new blood cells. So when you get anemia, it's hard to catch up. What's the take-home lesson? Take-home lesson here is, number one, treat your animals. Number two, treat your environment. If you don't treat your environment, treating your animals is not going to get rid of your fleas. If you have bad fleas this year, the recommendation is you treat your cats all year long through the winter, which normally we don't tell you to do. However, if they're in your house and you don't get them cleaned out, then next year in the spring, you are going to have more fleas than you ever thought could possibly exist in your house. You don't want them biting you because they do itch. Oh, sidelight. One of my staff found out that if you get bitten by fleas and you take your shower and then put a little vinegar on that, those flea bites, they quit itching. So you can try that. I have no idea whether it works or not. I haven't tried it because I haven't been where there's a lot of fleas lately. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And always, our number is 243-2121. And if you don't understand some of this, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. Thank you.